Chafav Iyar, May 31st, on page Kuf Yudalad, the new section. Zehu Chinuch L'Tfila. This is the preparation, the inauguration for Tfila V'Haniach HaSakov, to let go of his undertakings, L'Vatal Ga'avoso, to negate his arrogance. That was the deep insight that he shared with us, that the root of non-kavana is really haughtiness. Why? We think it's being distracted, but I'm distracted because I think that what I'm busy with is so important that I can't let it go. And the recognition that the world will go on without my attention to it for 6 minutes is humbling. Ulespal b'mnuchas nefesh. And to daven in a state of tranquility. Umahi avodasa. So that's the chinuch, that's the preparation for tefillah. But what is the actual avoda of tefillah? Okay, that's the step before. Now we're moving to what it is. Hini tefillah hi avoda shebelev. Tefillah is the service of the heart, as defined by Chazal. Anu regilim lahavin ki ze machayiv la'oreres haregesh. We are accustomed to thinking, angewein zu trachten, that means that you have to rouse emotion. V'im ki hergish lefa'amim ma'oras alev, lo hergishu ha'ikr. Even though feeling sometimes rouses the heart, but feeling is not the main thing. Ikr avoda shebelevi ulevavo yovin. His heart should understand. Listen, a pasuk. V'chein matzina b'Yerushalmi huva b'tur v'shulchan aruch arachayim sim kuf tezvav im ein bina ein tefillah. It's a line in the Yerushalmi that without bina, without understanding, there's no tefillah, and the Torah and Shulchan Aruch quote it. So, well, let's see. But he's saying it's not feeling. Let's see. V'yavin kol yitzur ki ato yitzarta. From the Yamim Naroim davening, every creature shall understand that you created it. Yavin dover mitoch dover. As a yotzer mitoch hayitzir, he's showing us the beauty in those words. To use the word bina in that phrase, it's kol yitzur ki ato yitzarta. It's not by accident that of all the words that mean knowledge, understanding, bina is maven dover mitoch dover. You infer one thing from another. So yavin kol yitzur ki ato yitzarto. By dint of the fact that I am yitzur, I understand there is a yotzer. So hence that phraseology. As a yotzer mitoch yitzira, zoya avoda shebelev shehi tefila. That is the service of the heart, which is tefillah. So he really talks, it's a deep understanding of something. It's not necessarily emotion. Ketzad ma'orim bina zu asher bel ada ein tefillah. How do we arouse this bina that without it there's no tefillah? Hine kvar biranu b'perek musar mahi hisbonenus. We already explained in the chapter called Musar what hisbonenus is, which is the 12th parak, Limud Musar. Really warrants review, but Ukimoshe is bonus drusha l'musar, kachi drusha l'tfila. Just as reflection, his bonus is required for musar, so is it required for tfila. Ashrei adam oz lo bach mesilas bilvavam. There's a pasuk in Tehillim. Yigias hatfila bervos ha'itim. Vashanim solelas mesilas belev. The work on tefillah after a abundant time and years charts out paths in the heart. Vagia bahen elbina veha'ara, to reach through these paths, to reach understanding and illumination. Kilo kol hazmanim shavim. Times are not always the same. Ukumat b'chol tefillah anu motzim es atzmeinu b'matzav nafshi shona. And almost in every tefillah we find ourselves in a different emotional state. Yeshna Gisha Latfila Mitocha Aras Romamusa Adam Vihabriya. There's an approach to tefillah that comes from a person's state of highness, his state, the state of things in the world. V'yeshna gisha mitoch hargashas shiflus lefnei tamim deos. And there's an approach to tefillah that comes from lowliness before, it's a term for Hashem, tamim deos, the one who knows everything. The kayef who deposit in his daite. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah talks about the shape of the shofar being bent or straight, and it's a reflection of how we call out to Hashem. It's calling out to Hashem out of being bent over, out of being straight. Yesh v'atfilah noses ofi shel vada'os be'emuna. There are times when tefillah carries a characteristic of certainty and emuna, sureness. Shani mitzapeh mamish. That I'm looking forward, anticipating, literally, that our eyes will see your return to Tzion and mercy. Sometimes tefillah has a gavan as a color. It has a shade of musar. Ketzad einai ru'uyos lachazos b'shuvcho Tzion. Halo teram tikanti chush hari'iyah sheli. You know, say those words, but with a self-critical feeling. How could my eyes see your return to Tzion, and I haven't fixed my eyes to see properly yet? I'm not worthy.
You're talking about where a person is when they
say. I'm going to say the words.
He's not prescribing.
Oh, yeah, he's saying these.
That we come with a different state of mind.
Yeah.
Is he saying the words evoke those emotions based on the example you just said?
The words are always the same.
But the words will evoke different emotions if you're reading them with understanding rather than just, you know, zooming through them.
Yeah, well, I think he's going to come back to that. But, the words of tefillah should mean different things to us at different times depending on what circumstance we're in.
Uh-huh.
Again, is he talking about how tefillah should affect us, or
where our mind is. He's saying this is appropriate. If a person davens properly, the words mean different things. If tefillah doesn't mean too much to me, then it's not even going to be a reflection of my feelings. He happens to be coming at it from a ruchnius standpoint. Sometimes just in one's pragmatic circumstances. Some days he's having a good day, he's having a bad day. He's approaching more from in terms of where we are. I can be in a state of strong emunah. I'm saying these words like I'm looking forward to it. I can be in a state of a lot of self-doubt. Who am I to deserve such a blessing? Sometimes we feel like we have to lift up our hearts in our hands. It means it's a paraphrase of a pasuk. Nisa levavenu el kapeno kel bashamayim pasuk necha. Rochok miguf niyusenu, far away from like physicality. Ulef amim kol ma'avayenu lahoridus ashchina elena. And sometimes our whole desire is to bring the shchina down to us. El toch olamenu. I'm not even sure what. I'm not even sure what that means. Sometimes we want to go up. Sometimes we want Hashem to come down. My heart should be there. All time kan ba'olam. To be honest, I'm not. Yeah, but that's a very subtle difference. In fact, earlier he used the example of that as something we don't know, we wouldn't know. When he was talking about how emuna brings yediya, and you have faith, then the things that used to be faith become knowledge, and now your faith goes up a level. That was in the previous section. He said, is it because we went up? Is it because the Shekhinah came down? Like, we don't even know. But these are different feelings a person can have in tefillah. Im Nizke Nimtza Atzmeinu Omdim Nochach Pnei Hashem. If we're Zohar, we'll find ourselves standing opposite Hashem. Ke'ebed Ha'omid Lefnei Malko. Like a servant who stands before his king. Ach Rak Le'itim Nadiros Ma'o Nimtza Sakesher Ha'pnimi Im Avinu Shabashimayim. Only at very rare times will we find the inner connection with our Father in heaven. He's saying it's easier to feel like an Eved Hashem than a Ben. Feeling, he's talking about a feeling. I think he's talking about what one feels. He's not talking about artificially creating it. So what one feels in tefillah. It's easier to feel I'm talking to my king than I'm talking to my father. Kasher Eliezer Eved Avraham Mesaper Mitfilaso Ani Terem Kilisi Ladaber Alibi Einu Shematzas Hashem Belibo. When Eliezer talks about the tefillah he uttered before Rivka came, she, as soon as he finished his tefillah, she was there. His wording is striking. He says, "Terem kilisi ladaber alibi." Before I started talking to my heart, when he talks to his heart, Hashem is there. That's a very close relationship. Bonai chayechem ein karu lifnei hamakom kalivo shel adam. The line in the Zohar, Medrash and Rus, that there's nothing closer to Hashem like the heart of a person. Really, a Kadosh Baruch Hu is right there in a person's heart, but not everybody has it or feels it. Asher adam ozlo bach yachal akol tamid lomar mesilas bilvavam. And that pasuk we quoted before. Fortunate is the person who has his strength in you, Hashem. You might think that's for everybody. No, the end of the book says, Mesilos Bilvava. Mesilos Kahina Vachahina Tivatsrena Belay Vimeshach Hazman. It's only a person who has these avenues in his heart. And it comes from abundant time working on it. And if a person works to make these avenues that penetrate to the heart, then I'll find that Kadosh Baruch Hu there. All right, we'll continue next week.